And my guest is Mary Claire Rodwell, who is the High Sheriff of Somerset. Hello.
Hello there, Darren.
Now, did I address you correctly, or do I have to call you the Right Honourable Mary Claire Rodwell, or how does it work with your role?
Not at all, not at all. I am Mary Claire Rodwell. I am the High Sheriff of Somerset, and those who are very correct will address me as Dear High Sheriff, which is a perfectly acceptable, if slightly archaic, form these days. But you can address me either way, Darren.
Okay, so the reason I thought I'd get you on air was I was searching around for potential grant funding for a project here at Tone FM. And somebody suggested, oh, the High Sheriff of Somerset has grant funding available. So I thought, well, I'll dig into this a bit more. And I thought, well, I didn't know much about this. Anyway, I stumbled across you in all your glamour and all your glory on the internet. I thought, well, let's get Mary Claire on the radio and find out a bit more about the role of High Sheriff. What exactly is the High Sheriff?
Well, firstly, thank you for the opportunity to explain to people what the High Sheriff is, because I promise you very few people know. It is the oldest office in England after the monarchy. It started in about the 8th, 9th century. It was adopted by the Normans. It was really, he was a sort of head man. He wasn't, and in this conversation, I use man for man and woman, okay? Because I
You don't want to be known as sexist then.
Okay, well, that's fine. My shoulders are broad. Anyway, there was a title which some people might remember of the Reeve, who was a sort of administrator in the community. And that evolved into the Shire Reeve, i.e. the person who administered the county. The Normans really liked that, and they used the sheriff, as it had then become, to compile a lot of the information in the Domesday Book, because the sheriff was responsible for collecting the crown taxes, fines, rents, and all that sort of thing. And he became an appointee of the crown. And that is why the sheriff is only as good as the king who he serves. And we all, there is one very, very famous sheriff in our history.
Sheriff of Nottingham.
That's right. And who did he serve?
Robin Hood.
No.
Oh, no.
He served King John, who was forced to sign Magna Carta. And he was probably the worst monarch you've ever had.
He was corrupt, wasn't he, the Sheriff of Nottingham?
Well, yes, but only because he had a corrupt and bad king.
That was it, yeah. And of course, Robin Hood was the knight in green armour, wasn't he?
he was King Richard's man.
Yes, right, okay. I'm learning. It's like a history lesson today.
So as the years have gone on, as the centuries have gone on, and local government has evolved into eventually what we have today, so the role of the High Sheriff has diminished as far as law and order is concerned. And now we are our principal interest is still the upholding of the rule of law in the county. Thus, I do a lot with the courts, with the police, with the probation service, coroners. I also do a lot with the voluntary and charity sectors and the emergency services.
So are you, is your career in law as well? Do you have a background as a lawyer perhaps or solicitor?
No, they don't. It doesn't matter. You can have had a history of the law yourself, but they're very keen on having the High Sheriff coming from a wide variety of backgrounds. You know, it shouldn't all be lawyers, it shouldn't all be farmers, it shouldn't all be charity workers, it shouldn't all be bankers. You should have people who are shopkeepers, people who are all sorts of people. So, because the office is for 1 year only, so you should get, you know, the High Sheriff reflecting interests, diverse interests across the county, and that's what makes it so valuable.
So what does the role actually entail? What would you do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, for example, this has been an odd year. I mean, let's face it,
just a bit
for absolutely everybody. I mean, when I took over, when I made my declaration in Wells Cathedral on the 15th of March last year.
Wow, that's the place to do it, mine, isn't it? Wells Cathedral.
Yeah, it was marvellous, I have to say. It was a really special occasion. Anyway, although the numbers were reduced even in those days.
Of course.
I had 20 invitations to go to the Red Cross's 150th anniversary in 2020, and I was looking forward to celebrating their work with them. Anyway, all those sort of events had been cancelled, so I've had to look around and do different things, which has enabled me to connect with lots of charities, voluntary organisations, and other organisations across Somerset, which make such a difference to the well-being of our residents, in my opinion, like the AONBs, Somerset Waste Partnership, Environment Agency. As well as all sorts of different charities. And now I'm going to go back to quite a few of the charities who were helped early on in April. They weren't charities, actually. They were just voluntary organisations that sprung up in all our villages and towns. It's been extraordinary what the reaction of the community in Somerset has been to this pandemic.
So tell me about the charitable trust that the sheriff of the High Sheriff of Somerset would be involved with?
Well, we've got a charitable trust. It used to be called Somerset Crime Beat Trust, which some people might be aware of. But Somerset Crime Beat, it gives completely the wrong idea as a title. So we've changed it now to the High Sheriff of Somerset's Fund Charitable Trust. And we give small donations, sort of under £5,000, for projects, a diverse range of projects, which on the whole we tend to concentrate on young people, also on the elderly, for education. There's also an emphasis on trying to funnel the young into things that will divert them away from crime.
Jolly good. Well, listen, Mary Claire, it's absolutely lovely to speak to you. And thank you so much for taking your time out. I know you're very busy and I know you're coming to the end of your tenure, as it were. If anybody's interested in finding out more about the High Sheriff or perhaps would like to engage in applications for funding, what's the process? How would it work?
Well, firstly, if you want to find out a bit more about the High Sheriff and about me and how it all works in Somerset, we have launched a website 10 days ago, which is frightfully exciting. The High Sheriff of Somerset, that's the name of the website. So if you just go to High Sheriff Somerset, it will come up. And
I must say, you look very grand in your robes.
Well, quite right, too. I am the Queen's representative.
Of course you are. Have you met the Queen?
I have, actually, but nothing to do with being High Sheriff.
Oh, right, okay.
Incarnation, don't you know? If you go to Somerset Community Foundation, you will see how you can apply for funding.
Brilliant. Mary Claire Rodwell, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you very much for your time.
Darren, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to give the High Sheriff a bit more of a profile in Somerset.